Hello, and welcome to What's Brewing, CISFA? What's Brewing, CISFA is a podcast produced for the California Community College's Student Financial Aid Administrators Association. I'm your host, Dennis Schrader. I serve as the 2020-2021 CISFA president.
And I'm Dana Yarbrough, Dennis's fellow employee at Los Angeles Mission College.
What's Brewing CISFA hopes to inform and entertain you 30 minutes at a time.
So, let's start the show. And welcome to another episode of What's Brewing CISFA. Let's start this show with our first cup.
All right, Dana, we've made it through another week.
And
hope
yes,
you poured yourself something good.
Real good.
Yes. I'll tell you a funny story real quick before we get into things. So I was watching the last World Series game on Tuesday.
Congratulations, by the way.
Congratulations to our Dodgers people out there and to the Los Angeles Dodgers. Boy, you guys know how to party dangerously there at the end with the whole Justin Turner thing. But we'll not talk about that. But I was over at a friend's place watching in his garage. And so we talked about, you know, it was just four of us, me, him, and a couple other friends. And so we talked the week before about what are we going to have to eat, et cetera. So he decided he'd do Dodger dogs and the whole thing, right?
Okay,
you know,
cool.
Stadium kind of food, which means a couple of the guys brought micheladas.
Uh-huh.
You know, the whole thing with the beer and the whatever. Uh-huh. And one of the guys brought it's in a tall can, 24 ounce.
Yes.
And it's like a pre-mixed thing. And I got to say, never having one before, but being a fan of tomato juice myself and lime and salt, this was
with the
cerveza. Wow, that was really good.
Okay.
I even said, you know, that would make a really good morning drink. Other than the fact that there's alcohol in it.
Is alcohol.
You know, I was really just very surprised that I was like.
Are you suggesting, you know, before we get our morning started that we should have pop one open? Is that what you're
saying? I can't tell people what to do. You're all adults. Many of you are working from home. I would say tell people that it's tomato juice.
What's that on your desk?
Believe me, this is just water with a little bit of what do they call it? The little water enhancing stuff that I do. So don't worry. I didn't take any extra cans home with me. But I was like, wow, this is really delicious. Because I don't drink a whole lot of cerveza or beer. I don't drink a whole lot of that stuff in general. But this was really a surprise. I was like, wow, it's got the right mix of the tomato, lime, or lemon. I think it was lime. And and a little salt, I guess, or something in there. But it was nice and flavorful. So,
because you can, you know, you've probably seen it when you go to the games. You can buy those.
Yeah. I've seen them in there, like in the big cups and all. In fact, this other guy brought one of those that had the extra spicy rim on it.
Nice.
For a friend to pour his beer into and all.
Yeah.
So I'm not extra spicy. But yes, I've seen them at the game, and I always wondered, so is that really any good? Because, you know.
Oh, yeah. They're really good.
But, yeah, I was surprised. I was highly surprised.
Yeah. My favorite thing to get is, you know, going to a game is just, you know, a regular tall can. It's just so expensive, though.
Well, that's true. You know, this year, I mean, I feel for the poor beer guys, the vendors and such who'd come up and down the aisles not being able to do that this year. And sell you $18 cans of beer.
$18 cans. You got it. Basically $20.
Yeah, exactly. By the time you're done with it all. So, So that's one, you know, at the games, I'll drink one if I think about it, but I don't always worry about it because of cost.
So did you celebrate a little extra hard, you know, since you.
No, because I did have to drive home at some point later in the night.
You didn't Uber it. Oh, you drove.
No. It was like one can early in the game. And then from there, I was like, you know, sodas, and I think I had a glass of water somewhere along the line.
Okay, keep yourself hydrated.
Exactly, exactly. Well, that, you know, you put down enough Dodger dogs.
Oh, know, yeah.
Uh-huh. And chips. Mm-hmm. And all that good stuff.
Yeah. So in my community, I'm going to be honest with you, boss. I didn't watch the game. Not really.
Oh, my goodness.
Not really.
We're looking for a new guest host here. I don't
But I do enjoy going to the games, you know, so I can get my tall can, my $20
okay,
tall can.
Okay.
But so I could hear the fireworks. That's how I knew that either they won or they were getting close to winning or, you know, and then I knew they won because I could hear all the horns honking and all the celebrating going on. And so that's how I knew they won.
Yeah, I got to say, in some ways, having the Lakers win weeks before probably lowered the munitions supplies of many people. So I got to say that the fireworks and all did not last nearly as long as they did on Laker winning night.
Oh, man.
Because that night, I remember they won early in the evening, and I forgot what night it was, but I was somewhere else until, I'm going to say, like 11 or so. And then even at that point, as I was driving home on the highway, I could see fireworks going off everywhere.
Oh,
whereas
this time,
didn't. I barely saw any.
I think ours lasted into the a.m. Like,
oh, wow.
12, 1, 2 a.m. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
We don't mess around when we celebrate.
Yeah, wins. This was a school night, apparently, in some neighborhoods. And so the fireworks cut off a little early.
Nah, they turned up.
Oh,
they
right.
turned up. Yeah.
Well, I can't wait till next season. Hopefully people will be back in the stands. If for no other reason than Dennis did buy, you know, quarter season tickets, he'd like to sit in his seat at some point, you know, and see
that
the game.
That would be nice. Yeah, you paid the money. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. I'd like to thank the Dodger organization for allowing us to just roll our money forward and not raising ticket prices.
Oh, that was very nice. Yeah. Very nice.
And in fact, they gave us a slight little extra credit if you kept your money on account. So we did. So I use that to buy a couple cutouts, which
you showed me. Mm-hmm. You showed me.
Which I just got the email, and I can set my reservation to drive by and pick them up in about 3 weeks.
That is so cool.
So I'll be picking up the cutouts in just a few weeks here, and then I'll be driving in the carpool lane from there on forward.
Yes, you will.
You'll be two guys that look like me.
You'll have your nice cutout. Yeah.
Exactly. So, Dana, we have a special spy in the house tonight, I understand, right?
Yes, we do.
That's
she
right.
She wanted to listen in on the show.
That's right. One of our student workers who, she may not know, at some point, you know, I talked about that we'll do hopefully another podcast of some sort for our students. And it's going to be about financial aid and breaking down terms and terminology and all. It's a... You know, we've talked about the freshman 15, you know, when people put on a few pounds when they go to school. they talked about the COVID 15, which for some of us has turned into 20 or more. on that idea, I've thought of what we'll call the financial aid 15. And basically,
like
it'll be a 15-minute podcast. And all it will do, and I'm hoping from our student workers and all, to help put this together, is break it down from a student perspective. Because, you know, we have a lot of jargon in financial aid.
Yes, we do.
And it's easy for any one of us, and I see this even among our colleagues who have been at this for a long time, and myself, it's easy to slip into that jargon when you're speaking to almost any crowd. Presidents of your college, your administrators, people in other areas of the college, parents, high school counselors, and not know that they probably don't understand a word we're saying.
Not at all.
EFC, cost of attendance, FAFSA, ICER, SAR, CADA.
Independent student, dependent student.
Exactly. All those things. So my goal is that our student workers will help us script out, and maybe we'll have them do the recording. I got plenty of equipment, you know. Prep for this show that we can spread out and actually record like 15-minute podcasts that we'll post to our website with these things. So
yeah.
So in case our spy did not know, that's one of those things on the charts. Probably will be a winter session, January kickoff of that.
That's going to be cool. Yeah. That's going to be good. Yeah.
So what else has been going on? I understand we had our financial aid jamboree going through this week, right?
Mm-hmm. So the last day was yesterday, and we did pretty good. The coordinator, she gave us the numbers. I'm pretty sure she's going to share them with you as far as how many students we were able to assist for the month. And yeah, it was good. It was definitely an experience, I will say, in case any of our listeners are thinking of doing something similar. I would say definitely need a lot of patience, and I'm sure a little spy would agree with me on that.
Yeah, and I think because this whole the idea for those at other schools, our financial aid jamboree was kind of to replace and enhance what used to be our once a week financial aid workshops.
Twice a week.
And now it's twice a week. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. And so, you know, when you're in a virtual world, like Dana says, it takes on its own new facets of inquiry there, you know, as far as how do you get any number of students into breakout rooms and help them with their FAFSAs or their Dream Acts. So,
oh yeah, the tech part of it was pretty straightforward. Once we figured that part of it out, it was fine. We actually really enjoy using Zoom to conduct the workshops. So
yeah, I understand. Just like some other schools in our district and outside, you shift to the technology sometimes that seems best to help you along. You know, we're using a variety of platforms. Cranium what Cafe best and need. Zoom and you know it and yeah, I mean it's a different challenge, you know, to run a webinar is one thing, and we've done that plenty of times. You know, you do I do the FAFSA nights with the high schools, and you got the Q&A rolling through. We did the one at Granada Hills Charter High School a few weekends ago. Again, you and some of our staff, our spies there, helped answer questions in the Q&A while someone else is presenting. But this whole helping with FAFSA is a whole other thing because you're talking about privacy and information. Mm-hmm. But it's good to hear that it sounds like things really rolled along well.
Yeah, I think it went very, very well. And like I said, just with anything, though, you just have to have a little patience. Exactly. Sometimes the students that you're assisting, maybe, you know, they're not as tech savvy as you would think they are. Maybe they don't have readily available the information you need. But like I said, if you just take your time and, you know, just be a support for the student. Yeah, I thought it was really good. Worked out very well.
Well, that's it's good news to hear, seeing that, you know, we got to think about this, at least going through the spring, how we're going to be able to help our students. No doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good to hear. And also for those, just, you know, we'll do a quick recap here before we head into our first little segment break. You know, this was a big reporting time for the year. So those of our friends out at community colleges here in California, hopefully you have submitted your SARC report summarizing your BFAP spending for 2019-2020. I believe someone from the state office sent out an email yesterday reminding the 36 out of 115 colleges that had yet to submit their data. So don't forget to do that. And that includes your financial aid technology spending too. For those schools also that are asking for a return to Title IV reimbursement from the state, don't forget you got 1 week left on that. Same thing on your student success completion grant reporting, summary of last year, that's due next Friday. And then lastly, on the federal front, don't forget your FizApp, everyone. Hopefully you got your FizApp in early because it needed signatures, so we got our president to sign off, no problem there. that I think you got 3 days for, because I think it's due November 3rd. So get it in the mail, everybody. Well, Dana, we're at that point of the show. We're going to take a little musical interlude here, head into our next part.
And welcome back for our second cup segment on the What's Brewing CISFA show.
Time for a refill, everybody.
Yes, let's get that second
cup of tomato juice. Or whatever you have there, Dana.
No tall cans here.
No tall cans there. Okay. So let's a couple topics to come up. You know, it's interesting. Today is Friday the 30th.
Yes, it is.
Assumingly, if people are going to trick or treat pre-weekend, today would be the one. Because tomorrow is Halloween.
Yes, it is.
And that always makes me think about on our campus, what was it about? Maybe 3-4 years ago, a former vice president to get student services and have a party and celebration put together a pumpkin contest. And I think it's always been a non-carved.
Always pumpkin. A non-carved pumpkin contest. You got it. Dennis, are you sure you want to get into this conversation?
I know you do. I'm only bringing it up because I know there was even discussion of how could we do something virtually this year.
And they decided not to do it.
I think it's just a little too tough to try to figure it out in a short period of time.
Yeah. And you can't beat in person. Like, I don't think it would do the pumpkins justice. So for everybody listening, we have this epic. It's epic. Dennis, this competition is epic on campus.
Mm-hmm.
And like Dennis is saying, it's, you know, all of student services. And we compete in this non-carve pumpkin contest and we go all out.
Yes, that's putting it lightly. And not just our departments, other departments too. I mean, you see these things, it's like, wowee.
Uh-huh. And so last year we had the pleasure of placing first place. Mm-hmm. We won first place. But when the competition was first instituted by the VP, Dennis mentioned, there was a little controversy that first year. Between our office and should I mention the other office?
Let's leave the other innocent parties out of this. They didn't pay for their thing, so let's not
So we had a rivalry going on with the office that shall remain unnamed, I guess.
Yes.
Because we felt, or many of, not just us in our office, but many other individuals from student services felt we should have placed first the first year that the pumpkin contest was,
Yeah, you know, this, and from that first year, the best thing about the second year contest was the fact that people in our office stopped complaining, at least for a minute, to focus on the second year contest.
Man, and we took it to the next level.
Yes, you did.
Second year, and so the VP had created rules to how people were gonna vote on their favorite pumpkin. And let me I wish we could show pictures. I mean, people are so creative and what they do with this non-carb contest.
Yes.
I mean, it's amazing. It's on a level. So, but anyways, it just so happens that the VP secretary was retiring that year. And so instead of, the rule was it was going to be audience choice, you know, so that's how we were going to vote. But again, because his secretary was retiring that year, he allowed her to make the decision.
Yes.
The only thing is, see here, I'm going to get passionate. I'm going to get,
So
the secretary was so biased, she would go to the, you know, she would walk past the pumpkin and then she would say, oh, that's too scary. Oh, I don't like that. Oh, that's cute. I like that. So she only voted for all the cute pumpkins.
Uh-huh.
And of course that didn't, you know, bode well with the rest of us, you know? And so we've harbored this, I'm trying to find a nice word to say this, Dennis, you know,
as opposed to the word resentment.
Yeah.
Yes.
Perfect.
Deep
so we've
hatred.
Harbored this resentment all this time. And then the next year, we didn't have it. Like, we didn't have it for 2 years, right?
I think we had it, like, at least 1 year, at least one, that we didn't have it for whatever technical reasons.
Okay. And then finally, they brought it back last year. And so, Dennis, you know how crazy I got. I was determined. I do. Everybody listening, I was determined we going to win. We were able, because we placed the first year. We didn't get placed the second year because of that controversy with the secretary. But this last year, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? We went all out and played. Not only did we place first place, I think I even sang We Are the Champions. I think.
I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it. I don't remember myself. But that definitely sounds like
parade
something.
Around. I think I paraded around the table of the other office.
Yeah.
And saying we are the champions.
I got to say, our pumpkin really was beautiful. If we can find pictures, we'll find some way to maybe post it out there. But it reminds me of every year around this time, the financial aid directors and managers and supervisors out there from the different campuses across our state would start sending pictures of their staff. And again, this has never been something in our office to dress up for Halloween. But there are some staffs out there at a number of colleges, big and small, who either take a theme and run with it, or they just have staff that are crazy talented as far as putting together just amazing costumes. I mean, all over our state.
That's so cool.
Yeah, so I kind of hope they will hopefully see some of those pictures make their way around again, but knowing that very few are actually working from their offices, we may not have quite as many this year. But I got to say, we've got talented people out there, which brings us to something about talented people. Today is our FAMS deadline. So our Financial Aid Multimedia Showcase, your day to submit your intent to create form, not your actual entry, but the form that tells us that people are interested in this contest, is today. I'm really hoping we have, you know, at least a dozen entries so that we can move forward on this. Because I'm always okay with consolidating categories, you know, short films, movie trailers, comic books, and just doing a best of. But we do need to see that there's interest out there. So I don't know if, Dana, you were thinking of putting something through, you know, but other than a pumpkin. Although it could be pumpkin related. Remember, the whole idea of the Financial Aid Multimedia Showcase is that it has financial aid as its topic, in a sense. So people out there, hopefully you get this podcast early in the day. We'll take entries all the way to midnight Pacific time. Just had to clear the throat there. Other than that, you know, other news out there, we've got a few minutes here. 2021 conference, planning is going along well, I'll say. We are moving along. We'll have some announcements soon on that. It does look like, unofficially at least, I can say that almost certainly, we're at that 100% certain point almost, that we'll be in a virtual environment. We just don't know which one. We're keeping the same dates. The conference was planned for March 1st through the 4th. The first and the second being all financial aid directors. And then the CESR conference taking over midpoint of the second, going through the third and into the fourth. The only change we might make is something similar to CASFA. CASFA took their 3-day conference and spread it out over a 5-day week. We may do the same thing. That way we have some shorter days, Dana, so you don't have to worry about, you know, doing that last-minute session that takes you right to dinner time. We'll have shorter days throughout there. But we are still working on a theme to the conference. I think that's going to be a good topic for a couple future shows here, because I do have some themes to throw out there for us to look at. But, Dana, we're at that point again. Let's take a short little musical interlude and head ourselves into our last segment. And just like that, we're back for the last sip segment. So get that tomato juicy kind of thing that you were drinking earlier there, Dana. And get the last couple sips there to make the end of the show that much more fun. So we probably have time for a little bit of I dare you twos. You have any I dare you twos here, Dana, in this Halloweeny season?
Yeah, definitely. So for those of you listening, my mom and I, we have this tradition where we like to watch scary movies on Halloween. So definitely dare you guys, get out there, find some good movies. Some of the movies that we're going to watch are The Crow, cult classic, you know, with Brandon Lee.
Oh, yes.
The last movie he made. But anyways, we're going to watch Overlord. That's a J.J. Abrams flick.
When was that come out?
Oh, I think a couple of years ago.
Okay.
It's like a zombie. It's a zombie movie. Have you heard of it?
I don't know if I have.
Yeah. Check it out.
I'm not up on my scary-ish movies, except for those that are like just kind of creepy, scary stuff. Like things that are like in space and there's aliens and, you know, stuff like that. But okay. Scary. I'm not all up on that. But that's okay. Okay, Crow, The Overlord.
Then we're going to watch Mandy. Remember, I told you about Mandy.
Yes, of course.
With Nick Cage. And going to watch Us as well.
Us. Oh, that's Keenan Peele.
Jordan Peele.
Okay. I think of the show title. Okay.
And then I know I mentioned on the show on Tuesday, I believe, I binge watched Lovecraft Country. And I loved it so much. I'm going to read it. And then I also started listening to the podcast, the companion podcast.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, episodes. Yeah, it's so good. So for those of you listening and you want to have a spooky type of Halloween, definitely check that show out.
Yes, absolutely. So there you go. Dana, you got some really interesting I dare you twos. Mine's going to be so bland compared to yours.
Oh, boy. Oh, goodness. What you got for us?
Well, mine, all I'm going to do is I'm going to offer some clarification on my past ones because I've done a lot of books lately. And one of our listeners out there, one of our fellow colleagues at one of the LA Community College District Colleges, called and we talked for a little bit about it. And she said how much she enjoyed our show. I double checked to make sure she was listening to the right one. But she was. So my clarifying, because I've offered up all these I dare you to selections on books, is to clarify that don't just buy your books. Because this person had bought a number of books, and I know she's probably definitely starting to read them. But definitely don't forget, everybody, read those books. You know, dig into them. And again, I know I used to have this problem. I would dig into a book, and even if I didn't really like it, I would read it anyways all the way through. Don't worry about it. If you really just don't get it or don't like it, not interesting, put it down, but get another book. And on top of that, I will say, when possible, buy local. You know, buy your books local. I know there's big retailers out there and all, but if you've got a small bookshop in your area,
support them.
I'm more than willing to spend the extra few dollars and not get the deep discounts when I go to what is soon becoming my favorite bookstore over in Pasadena, Vroman's. I will throw that out there. Privately owned little company bookstore. Definitely worthwhile investing in your local community, everybody.
Mm-hmm. So the local bookstore in my community is called Tia Chucha's.
There you go.
And not only are they a bookstore, but they do a lot of community outreach and offer a lot of community programs, reading programs as well. So shout out to them too.
Yeah. So we'll put those, that information into our show notes because Dana, we're at that point again where we've ran out of time. And I have to say, I want to thank our co-host Dana and our spy employee listening in today for joining us on What's Brewing CISFA. And thank you, our audience, for tuning in.
And hey, everyone, remember to check out the CISFA website at CISFA.org. That's CCCSFAAA.org. You'll find our Twitter handle on our homepage, so please follow us on Twitter.
And for this and all future and past What's Brewing CISFA podcast, find our feed through Google Podcasts at podcast.google.com and search for CISFA. For those using Apple devices, search for CISFA on the Apple Podcasts app. And you can always find our episodes at wbccsfa.podbean.com. That's wbccsfaaa.podbean.com. And that's the words pod and bean as one word.
You can send us feedback or feed us topics you want to hear on the show. Email us at wbccsfa@gmail.com.
What's Brewing CSFA is a production of Studio 1051, a creative collaboration of the excellent Dana and myself.
This has been episode number 33, recorded the morning of Friday, October 30th, 2020.
Have a great day.
And hey guys, have a great weekend.